Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room. Amy, what's your story?
Well, a study revealed the best time of day for exercise. Like, if you don't want to die prematurely.
What?
Probably anytime.
Who does?
Well, hey, some people do. Oh, man.
No, it's very specific. And they studied 30,000 people over an 8-year span. So that's what I found fascinating is like, oh, this is legit. And I for sure thought it was going to be exercise right when you wake up. But it said, no. Exercise between 6 p.m. and 12 p.m. if you want to lower your risk of premature death and cardiovascular disease.
So two things I would say. One, I think usually the best time is the mornings because people will then, if it's later,
you actually
have other things pop up.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, I can actually push this off, or I have to push it off. But if it's in the morning, you do it and get it over with, it's done. So I think that's a big reason for the morning. Secondly, if I work out at 6 or 7 p.m., I don't go to sleep.
I know. That's what I thought. But, I mean, they studied, out of the 30,000 people, they had people working out morning, afternoon, night, and they wore these monitors, again, for 8 years. And
I didn't know what time they have to wake up for their jobs. There's a lot of factors here.
Yeah, true. That, I don't know. Do with this information what you will.
I'm going to do nothing with it. But here's the thing. If you do work out earlier, that means it's done and you can't push it away later in the evening because something came up. That's anything.
It makes sense.
It's like people just generally procrastinate. Like you just procrastinate, put it off. You're like, well, heck, I'm not even going to do it. I'm so close.
I know. But with us, you have to do an afternoon workout because we wake up so early.
But I do it my first afternoon slot available, which is 3 o'clock. Because I know if I were going to do it at 4 or 5 or 6, I'd be like, well, I have to get this stuff done. But yes.
I don't know. Bump it to 6 p.m. and you might live longer.
You know, I'm okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm good. Eddie.
Okay, so Jason Kelce, he's Travis Kelce's brother. He won a Super Bowl a couple years ago. He's lost his Super Bowl ring. Did you see this?
Yes, in spaghetti, I think.
No, it was a pool of chili.
Oh, I knew. So, that's what it was. Yeah.
So him and Travis, they do a podcast, and it was a live event. And one of the things was like, they're going to hide a bunch of Super Bowl rings in socks in the pool of chili. They're going to be like 6 fake ones and the real one. Well, they found the 6 fake ones, but no one ever found the real one. And now he's like, this is gone. He even filed an insurance claim on this.
So do you think somebody... What do you think happened to it?
I mean, the way he's talking about it is like it's like in a drain? It's in a landfill. Like,
I saw that, but how would they not find it?
Right.
Thoughts, Lunchbox?
I feel like whoever was putting those rings in...
Stole that?
Stole it.
Like the person who was setting the game up.
Setting the game up.
I feel like, too, he's... Jason... Not Travis.
Jason,
he played center for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Because they played the Super Bowl against each other.
Correct.
Yeah, like he's going a little wild right now. He's like,
he's retired, dude.
I know, but like, I feel like he's just like going hard on purpose all the time to go hard on purpose. Because our podcast is now big because his brother's dating Taylor Swift.
That's a big deal.
But yeah, to lose that ring. But why are you going to use your ring?
Right, just use a bunch of fake ones and play the game.
Or like use a fake one and write on it. This one will be
like, what was the game? Whoever finds it gets a ring?
Like, why are you playing a game of Chili in the pool?
It makes no sense.
Yeah. You should have just used it. Then I'll use your ring. Use like the assistant coach's ring, and then, hey, I'll give you $1,000 to use it, and we'll get it back to you type thing.
Dude, that's crazy. His ring is gone. That's nuts.
I bet they find it. A Swiftie will probably go to the dump and find it. Yes. Lunchbox?
Last year at the Toronto airport, they got a shipment of almost 7,000 golden bars worth $15 million. Someone comes up with the purchase order, shows them the receipt.
No way.
They're, all right, here you go. So they load them all up in this truck, drive away.
It was that easy? Here's this piece of paper.
How is it that easy?
All the gold bars.
The next day, the Brinks truck comes, says, hey, we're here to pick up the gold. And they're like, no, you're not. It's gone.
They already took it.
So for a year, they've been trying to find the $15 million in gold. Mm. They arrested 9 people, and they melted a lot of the gold, sold it, made bracelets, traded it for guns, and 9 people have been arrested, and they're still looking for 3 more.
Any of them inside guys that you saw?
Not that I've seen.
12 people were involved?
Like, somebody had to know something, because how do they know what the purchase order was supposed to look like? How do they know how much gold it was going to be? How did they know that the idiot was the one taking the purchase order?
Right, and how did they know when the Brinks truck was going to be there and that they had the day advantage? I mean, it's crazy, but they just said they've been tracking these people for about a year, and they think they traded it for firearms and their gun runners, and it's...
Yeah, I mean, if you're stealing gold, you're probably doing other stuff, too.
Yeah.
Dang.
But how crazy is that?
Do you have something?
There's 2 former, airline employees that are involved that got arrested. Ooh, there are 2 airline people that were involved. Like,
so somebody
like
knew something.
Yes.
But also, how do you give it to somebody a day ahead of the other one? Like, if it's a lot of gold, you know what day that truck's coming. It's Wednesday, but somebody shows up on a Tuesday. Well, checks out. Here you go.
Cool.
There should be force checks and balances and systems.
And Brinks tried to sue the airline or airport, and they lost. They were like, no, man, they did everything that they were supposed to do. And
that's wild. But it had to be sophisticated in the way if somebody had to know something to create it to be just like the other thing. Yeah. I wish I had some gold.
Costco.
Who melts down gold? Like, where do you go to do that?
And how do you do it? Throw in a fire pit?
Exactly.
Put
a lighter under it?
A goldsmith.
Yeah, but then that goldsmith's got to be in on it, too, because he's like, where'd you get all this gold?
That's smart, Amy. Goldsmith.
I don't know. I feel like you could Google.
I mean,
YouTube.
But that's a lot of gold. KMBC has this story. No injuries are reported after a plane was forced to make an emergency landing at Kansas City International Airport. Officials say the American Airlines flight was headed to Chicago. It was struck by lightning.
No way.
Boom. It was so bad it had to turn back. A lot of times when it gets hit by lightning, these planes are made for that and they keep going. Luckily, there was no damage to the plane and it landed a couple hours later. Everybody got to go on. But I guess the lightning strike was so big. But what if it's even bigger? Like, what if the lightning strike is even bigger than the one that hit this plane? Is there a way that the lightning strike can be so big that it just goes boom and then everybody dies?
I don't think it has anything to do with that because you're in the air. You're not grounded.
But some of them can keep flying. And if some of them can't, that must mean that the lightning either hit a plane, that part of the plane that's more vulnerable, or that lightning strike was bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Therefore, is there an even more vulnerable part of the plane? And can this strike be bigger to where if everything is just right, the plane just, boom, explodes?
You sound like a scientist right now.
No, it's crazy.
Therefore. Dude, but if you're in that plane, though, can you claim that you got struck by lightning?
No. You claim whatever you want.
But I mean, you did. The plane did.
But you were in the plane.
Okay, that's what you can claim.
Yeah, I think, okay. Well, you can claim whatever, but
do you feel
to be honest, no, I don't think so.
Like, does it paint the plane?
I've been in Arkansas Keith's truck when I got struck by lightning once.
Huh?
I've never heard this story.
What?
It was nothing. It hit the hood.
But
dude,
what?
You got struck by lightning.
I didn't. The truck did.
I don't know.
The truck did, and nothing happened. Except when there was like a burn mark.
Did
on
you
it.
Guys like feel a boom?
Mm-mm.
That's what I'm saying. It'd blow
but
out the window.
If it had been a more vulnerable part of the truck and it had been stronger, we'd explode it.
However.
Yes, thank you. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My mom is trying to get me to play matchmaker, and it's more than just a little bit awkward. I have a neighbor who's in his mid 50s. His wife just passed away. It's about a month ago she died. My mom's been divorced from my dad for about 10 years and has commented on the guy multiple times. Normally, I make it a point to keep out of conversations that revolve around my mom and who she wants to date. Now, my neighbor is a widow. She apparently sees this as the opportunity to pounce. I've told her this is on her. I don't want to be a part of this. She just isn't getting the hint. It's getting uncomfortable. What should I do? Sign neighbor to a widower. That's a tough one. Because there are a couple things here. One, I don't know how far away your mom lives from you now. And maybe it's a good healthy distance to where you can still see each other, but she's not living next door. I'm not sure. If she's dating the person next door, there's just so much drama aside from that person's drama. Meaning one, she'll probably be over there a lot more. One, she's probably going to be asking you, hey, what's happening over there? You know, if you have a friend that's dating somebody, they're like, hey, what's up? Do they like me? Have you heard anything?
They haven't called me back. Can you go knock on the door?
It's a lot of that. It's a lot of that you're opening yourself up to. And then what if it doesn't work out? And now you got a neighbor who it's awkward with. And a 1 month out?
Oh, yeah. 1 month is not long enough. No.
I think what I would do is go to mom and be like, yeah, he's like Phil, great guy, great neighbor. It's only been a month. So let's wait like 9 months. And if that's the case, I feel like that's a healthy time. I would have the conversation to see if he's open to dating again. But I feel like now it's not the time for him to date based on the conversations we've had.
What's it like when your mom starts dating?
I don't know.
Like, do you remember that when she started dating Arkansas Keith? Like, is that weird?
I never knew my dad, so living was five, like okay. Very early memories. So I never knew like a stable guy. It was always instability. So that was my normal. So I don't know. There was never a change.
Gosh, I feel like it's so weird when your mom starts dating. You're like, do I help her? Like, I don't know what to do here. It's my mom, bro.
My daughter told me the other day that she thinks I'm going to die alone.
Oh,
nice.
Cool. She was like, she goes, not in a bad way, mom.
No, not at all.
I just don't feel like, she goes, but dad's not. He definitely won't. And it's like, because I think she's just implying like men need someone, huh. And I don't.
There's a lot to dissect in that statement.
That's its own email, I think. I would not be pushing your mom. I would not be pimping your mom to your neighbor right now, or your neighbor to your mom. It's 1 month after.
Yeah.
Your mom give it a beat, and you can say, we'll address it in 8 more months, but you don't feel like it's an appropriate time because the wife just died. I think that's your easy out right now.
Yeah. So easy.
But what an awkward situation that is.
Oh, so awkward.
And he used the word pounce when it came to his mom.
I know. It's a cougar.
Yeah, it's tough.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! I'll start us off and end us. The black box on an airplane is usually bright orange or red, not black.
Why?
Because they have to find it.
Well, then change the name.
The orange box?
Right, the bright orange
box. They were originally black. But then they thought, well, if we're going to make this box, we need to be able to find it and it doesn't look like the wreckage.
Right. It's like it used to be camo, but... Yeah.
It's not smart.
So that's why they changed it. So they named it and it was a black box.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then they changed it because I couldn't find it ever.
The guy who named it, you idiot. What were you thinking?
So the black box is orange or yellow or something bright. Okay, Amy?
A fear of long words is called... Hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia.
So like, people with the fear of long words can't even read their own fear.
Right.
I was really like, stupid. Why is it so long? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Lunchbox?
Women love to be complimented, right? You know, oh, you got beautiful eyes. Love your smile. But a third of women wish more people would comment and give them compliments about their butt.
Oh, the problem risky. Is guessing which third it is.
Right. We're not going to
Because you got
that.
A 33% chance of getting it right, but a 66% chance of getting it wrong. Yeah. And you get it wrong, that could be real wrong.
It's not worth it.
And I wouldn't do it at work.
So they want their butts complimented.
Yeah, a third of the women said,
let's ask. Amy, would you like your, if you're coming in and your butt's looking good, it's like, to be, Amy, nice butt today.
Not from y'all.
Boom. Morgan, would you?
Morgan, I could from Morgan.
No, it's from dudes.
Yeah, from my partner, yeah, but not from random us. Dudes.
Okay. Abby.
She's got to say yes. She's a third.
No.
Not from random guys.
Okay, just making sure.
So then this is dumb.
Feels to me like this is not a very good survey. Not a very safe survey.
It's from Men's Health and Women's Health.
Eddie.
Guys, this is crazy. So eating spicy food makes you sweat, right? Which it's just the body's way of cooling it down when you eat spicy food. But that's why spicy food is in most ingredients in southern countries like Mexico. Spicy because it's hot down there. It cools the body down. How crazy is that?
So in Mexico, they make their food spicy so you'll eat it and then sweat to cool your body down overall.
Because it's so caliente down there.
Oh, that's really nice.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
I mean, this fact could be all wrong, but that's what I read.
Sounds pretty factual to me.
Is it from Women and Men's Health?
No. Nope.
Because if it is, we must believe it. Morgan?
So sandwiches taste better when they're made by somebody else. When you make your own, you anticipate its taste and become less hungry for it.
Yeah. Oh. That's true.
That's just generally all food, anything. Right? Like if you cook your own dinner.
Oh, yeah, because you spend all that time making it. It's like, oh.
Yeah. The guy who created Super Mario Brothers and The Legend of Zelda wasn't allowed to bike to work to Nintendo where he worked because they thought it was too dangerous because he was so valuable to the company that the insurance... They couldn't even afford the insurance, so they had to have people escort him in.
Well, y'all, why in the world would they let Lunchbox
exactly.
ride his bike to work?
No, that's what I'm saying. Value.
Yeah, he was such a value to their company.
Yeah.
Where if he died.
Right. Wow.
If we lost Lunchbox, we'd be sad, but I mean, we're not losing a lot of value.
Yeah, and if we lost him on a Wednesday, by Monday, we're shooting out. Exactly. Normally.
Eddie, we wouldn't even take a day off if we lost
Dang,
you.
Dang, now he's getting angry.
Okay, guys.
So, Amy, man. You did this. You started
I did not.
This. You started this by going, oh, Lunchbox, so you know someone's going to jump in.
I didn't know Lunchbox was going to do that. Yeah.
But you knew by going, oh, Lunchbox, that one of the people was going to take the bait. And you knew that's what's going to happen. You set all that up.
I didn't set
yes,
it up.
Yes, you did.
No, I don't. I'm not that forward thinking. I simply was like, wow, Lunchbox rides his bike to work and we don't do anything about it.
And then you didn't think somebody on this show was going to go.
Value.
Nope.
Okay.
I just thought.
Fair enough.
He probably shouldn't let Lunchbox ride his bike anymore.
And why is that?
Because he has value.
And then you don't think somebody would go, does he? Because he would do that to us.
You knew how it played out.
Of course you knew how it was going to go.
But I didn't know eventually Lunchbox was going to be like, Eddie, we wouldn't even take a day off.
We should kill you right now.
Let's murder you and see. All right. That's Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Last year, Chase Cooper from Kentucky was diagnosed with stage 4 renal cancer, and the doctor said, man, we're going to have to remove all your kidneys. And in order for you to survive, you're going to need a new kidney. So they got on the list, and they're like, this is going to take forever to get on the list and just wait. So his wife said, you know what? I'm going to start a social media campaign. I'm going to post and say, we need a kidney ASAP. And this girl, Hannah, she's a stranger. She said, all right, I'll look into it. She went and got tested. The doctor said, no, you're not a match. And she said, are you sure? Something's telling me like I should really help this guy. They said, we'll look into it again. They tested her again. Well, you know what? We were wrong. You are a match.
Oh, really?
That's
yeah.
Crazy.
They were initially wrong about it. So she was a match. And then earlier this year, they did the surgery. He's got a new kidney.
How were they wrong about that?
I don't know.
I'm sure people are wrong all the time. And then why would she fight it? Like, good for her for doing it.
Yeah. She just said she had like a feeling. I don't know. Just like double check or something because I feel like I should do this.
Huh.
And sometimes
those...
when you want to give a kidney, you just feel like, I don't know, I should do this.
Can you relate?
You know what I mean? Like sometimes I feel like I want to give a kidney.
Yeah. I hear you. I don't want to go down that path right now. But I do want to go down the path of good for her. It's a big deal. But the fact that she was like, no. You're wrong. Test me again.
And they said, you're right.
I think that's a reminder for anybody when you're in a health care situation, just advocating for your own body and your own gut and what it's telling you.
Oh, that's crazy.
Great story.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals – will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, time for the easiest trivia game ever. It's easy trivia. Nobody goes home the first round. Amy, it's so easy. What sport holds the Super Bowl?
Oh, football.
That's correct. Amy's the returning champion. She's got the tiara on. That is correct. Lunchbox, what sport holds the FIFA World Cup?
Soccer.
Correct. Or football. What is it? Is it
football.
Football. Football, yeah. The Olympics are held how many years apart, Morgan?
Every 4 years.
Correct. And Abby, what sport is considered America's pastime?
Baseball.
Correct. Okay, now if you miss another one, you go home.
You've been boned.
Because you get boned. What's rule number one about getting boned? Go home.
Oh, home.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel good.
Go home and get under a blanket.
Dude, that'd be crazy if you really sent them home.
Well, that'd be good. You lose on purpose. Go take a nap. Amy, you ready to go?
Ready.
The category is animals. What animal is said to have 9 lives?
Cats.
Correct. Lunchbox, which animal is known as man's best friend?
A dog.
Correct. Morgan, what black and white animal is known for its bamboo diet?
A panda.
Correct. Abby, what is a group of fish called?
A school of fish.
Correct. Let's move to the next round of easy trivia. Amy, a pickle is made from which fruit or vegetable?
Cucumber.
Correct. Lunchbox, what does a sommelier specialize in?
Sommelier. Oh, that's the wine person.
Correct. Morgan, what type of alcohol is typically used in margaritas?
Tequila.
Correct. Abby, what Midwest city is known for its deep dish pizza?
Oh, Chicago.
Correct. Easy trivia. Let's go another round. Acronyms. Amy, in sports, what does MVP stand for?
Most valuable player.
Correct. Lunchbox, what does ASAP stand for?
As soon as possible.
Correct. Morgan, what does FBI stand for?
I said that weird. Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Correct. Abby, what does TGIF stand for?
Thank God it's Friday.
Correct.
Ooh.
Moving on. Nice job.
Not a
single,
know that.
Not a single bone in the house.
I guess I always thought it was thank goodness. Yeah. As growing up, I couldn't say God.
Okay. Numbers.
Okay.
Amy, how many legs does a spider have?
Okay. Answer 6. And spiders are different. I think. Go back to entomology. They have, spiders have 8.
And why would you think that?
Because spiders are 4 and 4, because ants are different. They have 3 and 3. I don't remember exactly.
That's correct.
Why. Thank you. I don't know.
Good job on getting there, though.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, how many senses are there?
5.
Correct. Morgan, how many colors are there in the rainbow?
Roy G. Biv. 3, 7.
Nice job. Wow. Abby, how many sides does a hexagon have?
A hexagon. That's 6.
Correct.
Wow.
Wow, let's go. Ooh. Category space. Easy trivia. Amy, what planet is known as the blue planet?
Gosh.
What planet is known as the blue planet?
The blue planet? Earth is blue. Jupiter?
Answer?
Jupiter.
Answer's Earth.
I didn't think that was a question. I just thought the Earth is blue.
Boner again. I didn't hear the bone. Boner again.
You've been boned. Yeah.
You said it. You said the Earth is blue. Jupiter.
Go home, Amy.
I was like, I've never heard us refer to as that.
Yeah,
I thought we were the green
either.
Planet.
Is that just because we live here? And like
water, probably.
That's
lunchbox. Wow. What's the largest planet in our solar system?
I don't have any idea. Gosh.
Well, the category is space.
I hate space.
Me too.
What's the largest planet?
Of course, you both hate space.
But I'm going to be an astronaut.
That's Mars.
Great. It's Jupiter.
God, Jupiter.
Wow.
Hey, that's okay.
God bless America.
Yeah,
hey, Morgan.
I love this plane.
Yeah.
Hey.
What galaxy do we live in?
The Milky Way.
Correct. Wow. Amy and Lunchbox are now officially eliminated.
Wow.
Abby, a supernova is an explosion of what thing that you'd find in space?
This isn't my answer.
A supernova is an explosion of what?
Supernova, a star.
Correct.
Oh, nice.
Name the state. In an alphabetical listing of U.S. states.
Oh, gosh.
You'll have 7 seconds. Which state comes last, Morgan? In an alphabetical list of U.S. states, which state comes last? Answer.
Wyoming.
Correct.
Whoa.
That was barely.
That was good. Good was job. Stressful. Good job. Abby, same question. An alphabetical list of U.S. states. Which state comes first?
First, Alaska, Arkansas, Alaska.
Incorrect.
It has to be. No.
You've been booed.
Alabama. Morgan is our winner.
I still have 2 seconds.
Two in a row, baby.
Wow, Morgan's got 2 wins now. I mean, 3. Morgan,
go.
2. LB and Abby, 1. Here's a voicemail from last night.
Bobby, I cannot believe that you did not ask Amy questions about the Saw movie. You just let her go. You just let her say, I watched them, and that was it. Come on now. You know she didn't watch them. I think that she should be quizzed on it. All right. I'll see y'all soon.
That's a good point.
You want to quiz me on 10 different movies?
Well, I would quiz them. I don't know. I just believed you because you don't really lie that
much. Yes, and my daughter wanted to watch them too, so that was in my corner. And I always look for things to do with her.
And I think you have a little earned credit because you haven't lied a lot that I don't expect you to lie here. Did you watch them?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Well, just like that.
1 through 10, except for I watched 1 through 5 and then 10. And then 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, Amy had to watch every Saw movie because she lost a bet.
And they're all...
Or lost a wheel spin or something.
Roman
stupid.
Numerals are tricky. Yeah. Tricky.
I trust you. And until I prove it otherwise...
Thanks.
Like, we'd never let Lunchbox get away with that. Or even Eddie.
Yeah, that's true. You wouldn't trust me.
Yeah, really? Never. But you guys have earned that distrust.
Yeah, you quizzed me on every CSI... Sydney, there is.
Mm. You feel like what?
True. I feel like there was something else I watched way back in the day. Like, some... foreign cartoon or something, and then you never quiz me on it, and I remember being like, oh, what? Aren't you going to ask me questions?
We did.
Oh, Eureka. Oh, yeah. And I think I missed some, and I was so
We still believe
confused.
You. We just think you didn't understand.
Okay.
All right. The Bob
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, if you need something to do this weekend and you're in a relationship, you should try the TikTok date night trend of painting each other.
Oh, my wife and I talked about this.
It's gone viral, taking off. There's
she said,
like,
do you want to go to Kohl's? This is literally what she said. Do you want to go to Kohl's or somewhere and get some canvases, and then you have to be serious and try to just paint. You just sit across from each other, but paint each other. Not naked or anything.
Exactly.
Oh,
okay,
got
but you're
it.
Not painting, body painting their bodies.
That's you know, yeah, you paint a picture of each other, and then you reveal it at the end.
Yeah.
Boring.
It's called the Paint Each Other Trend, and it's got over 200 million views. You can even go watch videos for inspiration, but Bobby's exactly right. You go get a canvas, you get some acrylic paint, and you set it up and paint each other.
Y'all going to do it?
Yeah, listen to music, have a glass of wine.
No, I'm talking to Bobby.
So there'll be no wine.
I mean, for other people.
Yeah. I don't, these two dudes just want to like hook up.
Well, I mean, I really
Amy
thought we were
just want to paint my wife.
No, I don't have
Amy
drink.
Wants to drink and you guys want to hook up.
Dude, one, rubbing paint on my wife, that'd be awesome.
No, it's, that's not it. But I think that would be fun to do.
Okay.
But I'm a terrible artist. She also told me I had to take it seriously. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, because at her house at Christmas every year, there's some kind of art project that's done. They've done it since they were kids. And mine suck. And I know mine's going to suck. So mine takes like 15 seconds to do because it's not going to get any better. And she's like, it can't be like Christmas. And I'm like, I'm not good. So why not wrap it up early and get to eating the cookies? So, but I think we're going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. What else?
Well, people are making digital work clones of themselves. There's things like Delphi. It's a platform where you can clone your working self anywhere from $29 to $399. And what it'll do is it'll mimic your speech and thought patterns and create emails for you.
Let's go.
But not speaking. I can't be like, clone me and then come in like 3 hours later on the show.
Oh, no. Like, they're not there yet. It's a digital doppelganger. So, yeah.
Still pretty cool.
Yeah.
But you got to pay and you don't even... I need to do the try it now first.
No, I have a friend
trial.
That said her team, they've been working on her AI work person for like the last 6 months. And she's like, it's crazy. Like, she's like, I even get emails from my AI self. And I'm like, that sounds just like me. Isn't that weird?
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Beyonce.
Scary too. But funny. Yeah. Or did I say that or the AI?
I mean, I don't know.
Who knows?
So Beyonce is influencing the stock market with Cowboy Carter because she's got that song with Post Malone about Levi's. And Levi's says that their stock has gone up 13% since the album dropped.
So anybody saying anything publicly can affect a stock, good or bad. And if a lot of people hear about Levi's and they go buy them and there's an uptick in sales, then people be like, oh, I guess Levi's is doing pretty good. Let's buy more. So that makes the stock go up.
Okay. But it's not people listening to the song and buying stocks because of the song?
It could also be that.
Or buying Levi's because of the song.
It could be either one, right?
Yeah.
But anybody with a public platform could affect that. But yeah, that's crazy. The Beyonce songs, I guess it makes sense.
And then it's Beyonce and Post Malone too together. So bam. Yeah.
We have money in the stock market. Amy and Lunchbox do. Lunchbox runs our account. He's basically our financial advisor.
Are we invested in Levi's?
No, we are not.
Dang,
we should have been.
We should check in today or tomorrow. It just takes him a while to load up his phone.
He's got
to
get his
figure out his password.
He's fired up.
Get back in. He's like, how much money do I have left? How much do we have in there total, though? Do we know?
I could look.
No, but you should know like how much we have about.
About what? Like how much we've made?
No, like how much total is in there.
Like,
oh boy.
I'm trying to.
This is your broker you're talking to.
How much do we have invested?
But does it count?
Okay, Ray, that's it. Amy?
We need a digital AI for him. I mean, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Maricopa County Animal Care and Control in Arizona. They have created a new program that is really, really cool, and I hope more places adopt this. It's called Tails Around Town, and what people can do is they can volunteer to go pick up a shelter dog, and the shelter dog puts on a little vest that says Adopt Me, and then they get to go on a field trip for a day with their tail wagger is what they're called, and you can take them to the park, any dog-friendly establishment or restaurant. You can take them home to play, cuddle, watch TV, and then the point is people see the dogs around town, and they stop, and they pet them, and they're like, oh, this dog is available for adoption. Maybe I'll get it, because people that may not go out to a shelter to look at what dogs are available, if they see a dog out and about that comes to them, it's like, oh, maybe this is a sign I should adopt.
I like Tails Around Town. I thought when she teased it,
it was something Amy started.
Well, it was something that's like, who said, like back in like the 70s,
get
I think,
tail?
Like you'd have a weird uncle be like, we got some tail.
You want to get some tail?
Get some tail?
Hey, chase some tail tonight.
Yeah, that's
chase,
a weird. Yeah.
Tail.
Do you get any tail? Like, that's a weird. That was like in the day when people would say the word broad, right?
Yeah,
what a hot broad. Do you get chase some tail? That's weird, huh?
That's funny.
But I like your version of it. Mm-hmm. That's a good, we like animals. That's
tails
what it's all about.
Town.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle Deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.